Yes, of course. So my name is Alex. I live in the US. Originally, I was born in Bulgaria, but my family came over here when I was, just a baby. So I'm a native English speaker. I really just love languages. If people want to think of me as just the person who likes to learn languages, yeah, that's how I think of myself. I'm all over social media. I have a YouTube channel, Study with Alex, where I talk about all sorts of language related things. I have an Instagram, which is Polyglot Alex. I have a website where I talk about language related topics, giving tips, my experiences. That's on studywithalex.com. And yeah, that's me.
Next question. You mentioned maybe you can speak more than 10 languages. So could you tell us your language journey?
Yeah, of course. So I think my background really pushed me in this direction. Like, as I said a minute ago, I was born in Bulgaria, came to the US as a kid, started speaking English, but my parents are not native speakers. In fact, they don't even speak the same language. My mother's a native speaker of Bulgarian, my father's a native speaker of Russian. So already in the household, we have a lot of languages going on, right? I think one kind of the start of the journey was in the fourth grade. When I was in the fourth grade, we returned to Bulgaria for a year. So I really had to like study Bulgarian as a foreign language before we went. I had to learn the grammar rules and everything because up until then I like spoke broken Bulgarian, right? But when I arrived there, it was really nice. It was tough, right? Because I was like the foreign student, even though I was born there. So it was a really weird feeling, right? But kind of, it was a good experience because I started really thinking in another language, right? Kind of a next kind of big point was kind of when I went to high school. We had the choice between Spanish and French, and I wanted to go with French. I was more interested in France. Kind of when I took the class, I found it really easy for me because a lot of these difficult concepts for English speakers, like I had already learned Bulgarian. It's like so obvious for Bulgarian speakers, right? They're both European languages, but English kind of is missing a lot of those features. So for me, it was such an easy class and I enjoyed it. I was, the kid everyone asked for, help with their homework. I did so well that the teacher, recommended to move me to another class. Like, I took the first year class with the first year students, and then she said, next year, do you want to take class with the third year students? So kind of to move me to the next level. So kind of that summer, I studied really hard that year that I was skipping, and kind of that's my first taste of the self-study. Then like again in high school, kind of I got a big interest in Korea. I was very interested in K-pop, Korean culture, Korean food. So I decided, self-studying isn't that hard, right? So I tried to self-study, that summer. I can't remember which school year, but it was one of those summers away from school. And I studied a lot. Like, I think most of the Korean grammar I know was from that like short time. All these years later, it was all from that time. And it felt really good, right? It's completely unrelated to English, but I was able to communicate a little, understand people really quickly. So that just was the really big start of my journey. Then at university, it was just a matter of what do I want to learn next, right? So it was a little more French. There was ancient Latin. There was Japanese, Chinese. Like I learned everything at university. In my free time, I like opened the Duolingo app. I'm like, okay, next is Swedish, next is Turkish. Like, and I just kind of went crazy. And I think that's, where I'm at now, right? I'm graduated. I've already graduated, but I still want to learn more. Like, I have no desire to stop anytime soon, I think.
Okay, great. The third question is, I don't know, perhaps some people say that learning a language is very difficult, a waste of time. But I want to know the benefit of learning a foreign language.
Right. Yeah, I have seen nothing but benefits, I think. I think the main one I see is that it really gives you a better understanding for the other languages, you know, whether it's your native language or a target language, you really understand the depth more. You understand it deeply, right? Like I mentioned in the story, you know, Bulgarian really helped me with my French. They're kind of distant, but kind of the structure helped me understand the other one, right? And it's surprising, but I would say even Korean really helped me understand English more. They're so distant, but kind of because it's so different, I had to really reconsider how the structure of English works, right? In English and most European languages, we have a word for that. I think that, I hope that. Korean doesn't have that word, so I really have to like reconsider structures that I never considered before, right? And kind of learning languages really helps you do that. Even though that's my native language, right? English is the first language I chose. The other thing that's huge is you kind of have access to a whole new world, right? On the internet, we have access to so much information from all sorts of countries, but language is still a barrier, right? Geography is not a barrier anymore. You and I are talking from across the world, but language is the thing that stops us from enjoying things from other cultures. So I think, kind of, as you learn more languages, you can see how other people think. You can see kind of what they think is fun, what opinions they have, and kind of languages help you kind of see the world, right? That you wouldn't have that benefit if you didn't learn languages, I think, right?
First question is, actually, we are very busy, and I don't know, we don't have much time to study a foreign language. So, in your case, I want to know, how do you incorporate language into your busy daily life, actually?
We're all so busy. We all have, you know, careers, you know, study, family, just our bodies even need time to relax, right? We can't just constantly be working all the time. So where do you fit language into that? I think for me, the way I look at it is, you know, people have fun in your target language, right? People don't kind of think of that your target language as a chore. That's their native language. So why can't you just join them in that fun, right? You know, they listen to music, they watch shows, they watch movies. You know, why not join them? You know, I think we should really try to have fun in our languages more. You know, I'm not saying people should give up their relaxation time, but I'm saying, you know, that relaxation time could be also a good time to interact with the language, right? So, for example, you could consider, you know, maybe should I change the language settings of this movie? Should I change the language settings of this game? I think some other big thing to consider is that you don't need a huge chunk of time to learn. I think some people are like, I need to learn for 1 hour a day. Not really. You can sprinkle 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. We all have little breaks, right? Grammar points are really quick, right? They're just a few lines of text, a few example sentences. Do you really need an hour for that? Like, you could do that when you're on the train, when you're waiting in line, right? Yeah, there's so many of these moments where we're not doing anything, but I guess we could be interacting with our language. So, you know, these small things really add up. You don't have to do 6 hours a day, 10 hours a day. That's impossible. But like 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day is really reasonable. You know, when you're brushing your teeth, turn on a podcast. When you're, I don't know, when you're cooking, I don't know, turn on a video in your target language. It's these small things that really add up and help you know, put that into your busy schedule, I think.
Finally, actually I asked all the guests. So could you give a message to those who want to learning a foreign language in the future?
Oh, yes, definitely. I think my message to them is remember to, you know, bring fun into your language learning, right? It shouldn't be like a chore. I think school really has ruined the word learn because we all think learn is boring, right? Yeah, right. So language learning shouldn't be like that. It should be something fun. You know, people of your target language have fun all the time. You should kind of join in that. I think if you're making language learning like a chore, you'll never learn. People don't like doing chores. But if language learning is exciting for you, it kind of makes you curious to learn more. Maybe like, I want to watch another TV episode. I'm really interested in what's happening here. I really want to find out another example sentence because that other one was so strange. I want to see another fun one. You know, kind of making language learning fun is probably the best thing you can do to stick to it. So that's my message.
Okay, Alex, thank you so much for answering our questions.
Yeah, it was my pleasure.